All right, let's get to the Aaron Rodgers situation. And there has been a little bit of talk, actually, which is interesting, that the Giants would be a good fit for Aaron Rodgers.
Please bring him to Giants land.
I can't. I can't. I just can't. Well, they'd have to go up a King's ransom for it. They're talking about two first round. The things that have come up is two first round picks.
I've got it right here.
Well, let's read what they're talking about.
So ESPN posted a list of potential trade options for Aaron Rodgers, and one of them was the Giants get Aaron Rodgers, the Packers get Darius Slayton, 2022 first round pick, the 2022 first round pick that they got from Chicago, and a 2023 first round pick that's conditional.
See, I got a better package.
Okay,
and it's going to make you happy.
Yeah, okay, let's hear it.
Both first-round draft picks.
Then I'm not happy.
Hold, can I finish?
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Please?
Yeah, fair enough. Sorry.
Thank you. It's okay. Okay. You know, I mean, you're 46. You're getting a little grumpy.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. Two first-round draft picks.
Yeah.
A second, because we got a second from the Bears.
Oh, my God.
A fourth, because we got from the Bears. So all the draft picks we got from the Bears with our own first.
Okay.
Darius Slayton and Evan Engram. Bring us Aaron Rodgers. Bring us the MVP. We win the NFC East. And the NFC.
Do you remember years ago when the Minnesota Vikings traded with the Dallas Cowboys for Herschel Walker?
Yeah.
And that turned the Cowboys into the Cowboys of the 90s? Mm-hmm. That's exactly what you'd be doing for Green Bay. That is the dumbest trade.
No.
What do you mean no?
Evan Engram. We get the league MVP.
Okay. If you're trading Evan Engram, I'm in. If you started with Evan Engram, then I would have been, But then you go into the two first-round picks and the second-round pick and Darius Slayton for a 30-something-year-old quarterback that obviously is too much of a prima donna to want to do anything anyway.
Prima donna?
Give me a break. What he's doing right now.
They don't support him.
What do you mean they don't support him? Let me ask you a question. When Steve Young was backing up Joe Montana, you see Joe Montana doing this garbage? No, you didn't see that.
And he got traded.
He didn't. Montana decided to. He ended up.
Exactly.
Leaving.
Okay.
He ended
so
up
he's
leaving
gone.
At the
he's
end
gone.
Of his contract.
Okay. So he's gone.
He wasn't whining. They ended up winning another Super Bowl with them as backup quarterbacks. I don't understand what his big deal is. Aaron Rodgers was drafted when Brett Favre was an MVP in the league. He was the top quarterback in the league when Aaron Rodgers was there. Green Bay has proven their system has proven that you bring another kid in to be behind the older quarterback, and when that quarterback decides to move on or retire, you have a guy that's been able to work under an elite quarterback like Aaron Rodgers. Now Aaron Rodgers is acting like this? Is this where we're at? Where we're at with professional athletes? It's ridiculous. He's wrong.
If he came to the Giants, he'd be coming to a team that has invested in their offensive weapons significantly more than the Packers have over the last, 7 or 8 years.
And let me just say this.
And he's carried that Packer team with very few weapons.
Yeah.
Almost to the Super Bowl. They should have beat Tampa Bay.
So
if he's in New York, we're going to win.
So here's the deal.
Than Daniel Jones.
He is. Well, he's Aaron. Of course, he's better than Aaron Jones.
You got to give up
Jones
something
right
to get the
now.
League MVP.
No, you don't do that. You just don't do that.
Jeff.
And at the end of the day, you know, we talk about who Green Bay has or hasn't brought in. And fair enough, Aaron Rodgers has made this team. Adams is a great wide receiver. He's been here. They've had good running backs. They've had a good offensive line. They've had great tight ends for him. Maybe they haven't brought in the guys or they haven't drafted the guys. But let's not forget that we're talking about an organization that, like the New England Patriots, all the ridiculousness with Patriot fans talking about how Bill Belichick is a horrible draft, he doesn't draft well, they don't get big picks. They don't have top 10 picks, top 15 picks. They have top 20-something picks. They're in the 20s usually, or they're in the second round. They're an organization that's proven over the years that they can be. We know the NFL, we know that it's all about, it's parity. It is actually about being average. Most teams are average. You have teams that have, you have elite seasons, you have terrible seasons. Green Bay is one of those organizations, and a lot of it has to do with Aaron Rodgers, that is always good. They're always in a position to win. So what is Aaron Rodgers rocking the boat for now?
I mean,
what's the point?
Jeff,
yeah.
Eli has more Super Bowls than Aaron.